This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 11th. Naming God's Mercies. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "There is no one among your relatives who has that name." Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, "His name is John." Immediately, his mouth was opened and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. All the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, "What then is this child going to be?" For the Lord's hand was with him. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy, and they shared her joy. The story of Jesus' birth is intertwined with another miraculous birth, that of John, who was born to Elizabeth and Zechariah in their old age. Though Zechariah did not believe at first that this could happen, God fulfilled his promise. And when Zechariah named the child John, as the angel had instructed, he was able to speak again. The name John means God is gracious. While we might be used to thinking of God's grace in the birth and life of Jesus, we may also ask about other ways we see God's grace at work in this season. Maybe you've seen a strained relationship restored, or an illness healed. Maybe you've seen temptations lifted or fears relieved. Can we name such gifts as illustrations of God's grace? Not only did Zechariah and Elizabeth receive God's mercy, they invited their neighbors and relatives to share in their joy in what God had done for them. During the Christmas season, many of us have opportunities to gather with family and friends. Do we also take time with others to share with them our experiences of God's mercy to us? Christmas is a season for reflecting on God's grace and mercy to His people. May you name and celebrate that mercy today. Pray with me. Holy God, you surprise us again and again with your grace. Open our eyes to what you are doing, and loosen our tongues to speak of your faithfulness. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our box each morning device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.